So, had an experience recently with a sylph. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Hold on. Yeah, that. I guess one time, sylphs were imaginary beings inhabiting the four elements that once were believed to make up the physical world. All except the gnomes are female, and sylphs, light, dainty, and airy beings. I fell in love with the sylph. Amazing. This is Dungenetics. We ran like cowards from Hidden Harbor in order to get back to the mainland and return to our humble beginnings in Gloom Meadow, which, if you remember, we left not necessarily in shambles. More on that later. This is a very exposition-heavy episode where you're going to be building a nation. Making Gloom Meadow great again. Oh, God, we are the worst. If you would like to help us out and give us a little bit of guidance, we would appreciate it. Dungenetics@gmail.com. And stay tuned for a quick Covfefe break.
He is our great good friend.
Oh God.
Chester Winterbottom.
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 Yeah. He's our token dwarf.
He's our token dwarf.
He's our token dwarf.
We actually he motions to some of the other watch and they close up the gates. We have a situation we need help with.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
He leads you back to the manor.
Before that, we have other refugees we've brought with us.
Yeah, they come in.
To, you know, help and
drink.
Be nourished.
But the Gloom Meadow is now, like, over 500 people, where it used to be, when you lived here, like, 40 to 60.
Yes.
Wow. So it's quite large now.
Population explosion.
It's much more like a town than a village now, since most of the farms have closed up because everyone's behind the walls.
Yes.
There's a lot of commerce going here between all the other cities that have been lost. Mm. So these guys basically support some of the smaller villages. And you did get a decent amount of refugees from Astroport when it burned. And when they arrived and you guys didn't arrive with them, they thought you guys were dead.
Yes.
They lead you to the manor, which has been expanded. This is the place where you defended overnight against the zombies when you first awoken.
Yes.
You come into the main room, which looks like a council chamber with a big, elaborate wooden chair and, you know,
a
large table.
It?
Huh?
Is there swords attached to it?
No.
Okay.
And you see Veronica Thatcher, who was another of the noble people that owned most of the central town.
Uh-huh.
And during this time, she's kind of assumed control. Uh-huh. She sees you. She has a look of shock, and she looks incredibly excited. She motions you guys in. You see four guards took up...
Cut yourself.
Four guards take up positions in around the room.
Uh-oh.
She, like, motions you guys over. She's like, you guys, just what we're looking for.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, boy.
Is she the leader of this, the base?
She's, like, the new mayor person.
Okay.
We have...
Jimmy Olsen.
We have an issue. We fall within the duchy that was commanded...
Past the duchy, left-hand side?
Yeah.
Oh. I beat you to it.
That was commanded by the Duke of Astroport. But Astroport's been destroyed.
Yeah.
There's no leader anymore.
How's the Duke of Earl doing?
Good.
Oh,
good.
My God,
whoa,
Mark.
Whoa.
But the problem is...
Beat him to it again. He was thinking it, too.
Yeah, the problem is...
We all were.
We don't have...
I'm afraid to say it.
There's a lot of other towns coming to us and trying to annex us since we have no royalty.
Oh.
And I'm only a, you know, a free class.
Yes.
I'm a Yeeman, which is what they call it. But uh-huh. I can't.
In other words, looking for a king, is what you're trying to say.
We're looking for a lord.
A lord.
Which of the noble families are trying to get in here?
There's a small noble to the north.
You're not going to play a game with Game of Thrones, boys and girls.
And he's not a large noble, but he's got about 300 men under his command. His town is about almost 1,000 people. He's been trying to annex us.
Mm. You're Gary to beta test John's video game.
It's not necessary. However, we may have a solution to that.
And your possible solution is?
We need someone that comes from a family that has someone that was knighted. We need someone to take charge of the town.
I can't take charge of the town. Well, we know you can't, but you're going
to
have to.
You can't, but you got to be the figurehead.
Your father was a knight in the service of our slain duke. That gives you the claim to make yourself Lord of Blue Meadow.
Peter Dinklage, you can do it.
Oh, crap.
You're the only option here, man. Okay. Otherwise, there's
going to
be
Lord Shaw.
Lord Shaw.
But, like, if I become the Lord of this this area, am I going to be able to continue adventuring with you guys? I'm going to have to, like...
You're Lord.
You can oversee your fiefdom from afar.
I mean, sleep with the goats for all they care.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can be a goat fucker. But I mean,
you can, then you have to make your own religion, your own church, and then you can marry the goat. Yeah.
Have babies with the goat, baby goat, baby shaw goats.
If we can install our own lord, then we can keep them from trying to annex us.
Tell me what I need to do.
Will they accept the legitimacy of Shaw?
Yeah, well, I have to prove my claim.
Lord Albert Shaw.
Bend over.
Well, a lot of people know who your father was. He served in the court of our duke.
And he was knighted
by the Duke of Astroport, which makes you a knight in exchange.
And we are the heroes of Gloom Meadow, so no one would dare try to make any kind of hay with us.
All right, so what do we need to do?
You are now the Lord Lord...
Credits!
Lord Albert Shaw of Gloom Meadow.
Can I bow to one knee?
we'll bow one
bow.
Knee.
It's like that scene at the end of the first Star Wars. You come out dressed in your
Or
stuff and give us medals.
Chronicles of Riddick, you keep what you kill.
You are now the Lord of Gloom Meadow.
Our dwarf does a Chewbacca sound.
I was doing the wiggle back and forth, like R2-D2.
And we left off with Albert Shaw being crowned the Lord of this town.
You magnificent.
Based on the fact that he is the son of a knighted warrior of the Duke. The late Duke, who used to actually run this.
They're crazy together.
This duchy.
Him.
So.
Has the duchy left hand side?
You better believe it.
Someone's got to do it. You know, you're all thinking it.
And so basically, it leaves it with that. In the time you've been here, you guys have been doing your own things, preparing. There's a lot of people been flooding into the town now that they've heard that there's a new lord of the surrounding area. And a lot of people are coming to get favor, see where the loyalties lie with the new rulership. So during that time, Albert Shaw has been preparing, getting his ducks in a row. Kazaa has been trying to get back into the Obsidian Sphere with the entrance has closed up from the original foreway into the tower.
What are you doing?
I'm looking for an entrance.
Oh, God.
Trying to look at an entrance into a tower.
And Enzio's just been doing his thing, hanging out in taverns, getting to know people.
Oh, yeah.
Doing his thing. And not a lot of people have seen Chester Winterbottom. He comes and goes, and sometimes he's gone for a while. But he is literally the only dwarf in this entire town.
It's super super homely. This is terrible.
Because there's not a lot of firstborn that live in the mainland kingdom humans.
Our token dwarf.
Trees are starting to look really good, if you know what I mean. Trees.
That's going to hurt, too.
Well, knots.
I got knot holes with your name on it.
Splinters in the dick.
So that's basically today
splinter dick.
Marks the beginning of your court. Basically, Veronica Thratcher, who has been ruling this town since you guys left, has basically told you to arrive because there's appointments that need to be done.
You're the big man.
Yeah, time to make the tough choices.
The wife called and told you to be home.
So, the rest of you guys going to join for the court in session?
Yeah, I think we should.
What do I leave the bar for?
Oh, because he's your friend.
Wait, are we all at the bar right now together?
I expect my head advisors to be there.
Actually, we should be there because we have to get in good sides.
Are we named things? Are we getting positions?
Well, let's go and find out.
Yeah, you're my head advisors. Come on.
All right, let's go head over.
All right, I'm taking my beer with me.
Well, Brian's my head advisor. You're my fixer.
I'm taking my beer with me.
I send you to freaking fix the...
He's the fixer.
The fixer.
The fixer. The
sounds
fixer
like
rubber.
A fucking sitcom.
Fixer.
Fixer. Probably could be a sitcom.
I prefer the cooler.
So you have Veronica Thratcher, a few other people within the town here. Her son's here, who's a little younger than you guys. Veronica's a little older than you guys.
Ooh.
So
like
basically,
the
they get around. All the inns in town are pretty stuffed with people from local hamlets that are coming in because everyone's vying to get audience. So basically you arrive, Veronica's waiting for you with her son next door. It's like, well, we need different posts to be filled within
your
manor. You're gonna fill her post?
Veronica.
Is she gonna fill you with her post?
What posts need to be filled?
Well, first we need someone to be a sergeant at arms, who is the leader of the men at arms. We only have a watch now, but any noble within the realm has to have their own men at arms.
I think Ezio would be.
Can I get the cool outfit like He-Man?
Well, considering that
arms
has experience with law.
Well, he was a constable.
I was a constable.
Yeah, but sergeant at arms runs
soldiers.
The military.
That would be.
But, your.
We do have a few people contending. There's Al Dannon, which is another guy that was in this village when you guys left.
He ended up with yogurt.
He's the one that runs the watch now. He's a merchant, and he, out of his own pocket, basically financed arming
all
the watch.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't sound fishy at all.
He's thrown his hat into the ring. Obviously, you have your chief advisors that are all options. And there's another guy that arrived here. He's a human, which is like a free class of people that have their own money and they're not like serfs. His name's Dorian Archer. And he's a well-to-do person in town. And he has expressed some interest in the position as well.
Do you have a spare pencil?
I got one.
James, can you bring me that pad that's in there, please?
This Dorian, there's...
Why? Just write on your... Right
no
there.
Connections, really, with him.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Never mind.
Good.
It's
Thank
not
you.
Like he's Useless. Known in the druid circles.
No.
Okay.
He lives within the sound.
Okay.
Each one can bring, you know, their own...
We have Dorian Archer.
Yep.
Which wants what again, John? I'm sorry.
They want to be named Sergeant
Arlarms. Oh, okay. Okay.
Who's Al? What's Al's... Bundy?
Al Dannon.
Al Bundy.
Dan, the yogurt guy. That's right.
Basically, everyone wants something from you.
Dannon. That's it.
Dannon. Dannon raised up after Kobani.
Kobani died.
Yeah.
Mark is right after Activia lost his. For gathering rumors. You got any dirt on these people?
I don't know. Do I?
You make a roll.
Yeah, roll a d20. Plus a d8.
I don't remember which dice or which.
So we're getting rumors on these guys?
19 and a 6.
Ooh, okay.
Buddy.
Al Dannon. Al Dannon is very well trusted with the population.
All right.
Where is the mean
since
item?
he's run the watch since you guys have been
he
absent.
He has money.
He's got money. He's kind of put his mercantile business on the back burner since he left. Because before he just was concerned about money. He was the person that wanted to flee north when the zombies broke out. But since you guys decided on staying, got everyone in this rile to stay, he gave up nearly half of his net worth to fund the watch while you were gone.
Well, that doesn't sound shady at all.
That's honorable.
Dorian Archer, you don't know much more than he has some money.
You can tell the difference in type of way people.
You know that both of them would bring money to at least provide some more equipment for your men-at-arms, because the Watch are pretty, you know, they're not armed like soldiers. That, you know, they have padded armor, they have crossbows, and they have a few weapons that they've made themselves. Mm-hmm. So they're not like armed like a military force.
Yeah. So you'd be, if you want Watch, you'd be working with him. You'd be working with this Hound.
Why don't we just have him be in charge of it? If he's already done it, why don't you just leave him in charge?
I mean, he has experience and the finances necessary to...
But I said we keep an eye on him, because you don't want anyone... It's just because he's well-trusted. Doesn't mean he can't easily turn around and trustfully kill all of us.
We haven't heard about Archer.
We can do things the classic way.
Well, we gotta find out about Archer.
You could always have, like, a tournament.
A coup d'etat.
I'm serious.
What, have a tournament? I don't really want to be a man of arms.
Mark.
I don't care.
We gotta find out about Archer. You wanna roll about Archer?
I thought I just
you learned about both.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He was pretty thorough with his information.
Yes.
All right. I say we give it to Dannon.
Give it Dannon.
Dannon? What do you guys up there?
Dannon?
Yeah, he's not that it should matter to you guys, but he is a little darker skin.
So what's that gotta mean about anything?
That's why he's got his name.
Why is he gonna be an issue?
Is this racist?
He's not a native.
He's saying he's a Moor?
Oh, so he's an outsider.
He's a Moor?
He's not a black Muslim, no. Oh, okay. But he is darker
Mark.
Skin.
Well, he's a
Whoa! Whoa!
I said he was a Moor. There's nothing wrong with
wow.
that.
Oh my god.
That's a normal
Mark.
Question.
Yeah, no, well, that's a normal question.
In the general scheme of things, yeah, with
Othello. He could have been from a normal land. I was trying to see if he was from where he was from.
But people are, like I said, he's got a well name. He's been here for a while.
Okay.
Work for Blazing Saddles. Come on.
All right. Yeah, so Al Dannon has been named your sergeant at arms. He will lead your military force. Sure.
Position.
Jesus.
Well, since you guys are adventurous,
talk about
and
movies.
You guys have a tendency to move around, it's very important that we nominate a bailiff to manage your manor when you're not here.
Is that like his second in command kind of person? Like that
he does day to day. Functions and he runs the place and he speaks in your name when you're not here.
Well, wasn't Veronica
it's like in charge of
that
king.
Before I arrived?
Yeah. So to speak.
She was.
Can she stay?
Why don't you keep her on?
Or she, positions.
She says that a perfect candidate for that would be her son, Caleb.
Well, now this just seems like she's trying to take over.
Isn't he really young, though? I mean,
he's a few years
younger than you. He's like a little bit younger than us. So he's like in his 20s.
But he's talented, he's wealthy, he's influential.
He's handsome, nice teeth. Smells good.
The other contestant that they have that has thrown his name in is Jonah Chaplin, which is a priest in the local church, the dual divinity.
Let's keep the priests out of this. Let's keep the fatherhood out of this.
Separation of church and state,
yeah.
Please.
Yeah, yeah.
Separation of church and or state.
Well, here's my thing. I am putting a clause in the contract on this one. I will allow her son
Caleb
to rule in my place when I am not present, provided that she acts as his secondary advisor.
Well, obviously, if he's in charge, you know, it's not... She's probably going to give him advice.
So who's this guy's name again? This is
Caleb Thatcher.
Veronica Thatcher's son.
Margaret Thatcher, that's all I keep thinking.
Yeah, me too. I keep, you know, Hutzel's
future wife.
And lastly, we
takes
need
care
a...
care of the girls when he needs to get rid of them.
We need a constable who will manage the judicial court.
Well, we know who that's going to be.
Bob.
Yeah. Winterbottom. Good old Winterbottom.
Yeah, I can't...
Now he's
I'm not always going to be around, guys. You do realize that,
yeah,
right?
We could hire second guy in the command to take over when you're not here.
There's
you can assign a secondary person.
The only other person in contention other than Bobby is a man named Garrett Ward, who is one of the watchmen at the current moment.
Can I meet with this watchman?
Yes, yeah,
he's actually, like, probably in the court.
Watch.
Oh, yeah, they're all, like, camped around the manor, and people are being admitted as they're needed.
I am. I'm just concerned, basically, because I'm the only druid here at all. And there's a chance that I might be called away due to my druid, like, conclave.
Well,
and
Garrett has experience, though, so
yeah,
if
so
you have to go,
up.
I know that it'll be in good hands with him as your second.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to, like, meet him and test him and see what he's like.
All right, you can meet him.
Good.
All right,
did we actually give this
like to,
Alan Dannon guy the man of arms? Well,
yeah, he's the tower guy.
I want to, like, sort of intimidate him, make sure that he knows who's who. I'll go for it as long as I can be the really, really mean guy
farts.
And he can be the really, really nice guy.
So
and that way,
good cop, bad cop?
No, he'll have, listen, it's basically like, it's like everything. If you have someone to blame, like, listen, like, and it's not me, it's this guy. Yeah. I can be that guy, and he can be the nice guy that talks to the guard.
All right.
Good?
I like that.
Yeah, it's
perfect. You had me at hello.
Because you lie. It's wonderful.
You had me at hello.
Hello.
Are you there? Is it you?
Just keep the drugs off the streets, man.
Drugs off the streets.
She's like, all right, those are your main three of your council, and they'll be in charge of running the town when you guys are absent. However, every lord needs, like, a symbol. So have you put any thought into what your coat of arms would be?
A shopping cart.
Oh, my God. Wait, a fart cloud. The shopping
fart
cart.
Cloud out of a shopping cloud. Fart cloud out of a shopping cart.
Well, I've heard rumors that I have have been known as the Black Dragon of Gloom Meadow, so...
A black dragon?
I could see that. Since I'm already known.
Pushing a shopping cart. With a farting.
With a mop broom.
Sucking chills. And farting.
There's some other adventure that you guys went on with shopping carts and farting? Or?
Well, I'm thinking like a black dragon and names. Three swords in the background.
His name is Albert Cho.
Each of my
two grocery stores.
So we've
been thinking about it ever since.
So he chose his coat of arms. It's a black dragon with three cross swords underneath it, representing his three companions.
Snuggle button.
Then Veronica looks very serious.
Uh-oh.
Now we have another thing.
She has
thing.
To poop.
Uh-oh.
As you're now the leader of your house,
uh-oh.
House Shaw, you need to secure an heir. So we need to find you a wife.
Uh-oh. Ain't gonna be me.
A little bit of wooing in the future.
Veronica wants to make Caleb her heir. It's getting very,
So
you could have a ball. You could have a ball and play all the lords and ladies of the land.
You know what I mean?
We could do that. We could have a ball with...
To get your balls off.
Yeah, with perspective...
It's always about balls.
We could each bring girls. And
what is Dorian Archer? What is Dorian Archer? What
this is,
we
turn this into Sadie Archer, Hawkins
Archer. I asked
dance.
What Archer did. They said you knew.
Did we, he was the guy who was competing for the Man of Arms job. We didn't do anything with him.
Oh, Archer was competing?
Well, yeah, so
he didn't get any job, did he? Dorian Archer.
Archer? No. So you know there are two people.
I know all the ladies because I'm hanging out in the bars.
You know that there's two ladies that are in town looking for it.
Oh, they're looking for it, all right.
One of them.
They're looking for it.
One of them.
And let me just tell you, I've let them find it many times.
One of them, of course,
is Veronica Thatcher.
Hey-o.
As she sees as a way of continuing her power.
Yes.
She offers as her gift to you in the wedding is the manor that you're currently holding your court, the building.
Yeah.
She will give you the deed to the land.
You gotta take that one.
We could just take the land anyway.
No, you can't.
There is a gloom meadow.
Who do you think you are?
Take the village and do whatever you want.
The other one you hear is a daughter of a rich human up north. Her name is Eileen Bailey.
Wait, hold on. Let me show these names.
Eileen Bailey.
Correlate with names I have on my sheet of paper here. Nope, we're good.
She's from the town of Riverton.
We're still good.
Her father has gifted said that if you marry her, his hamlet, it's not that large, it's like 40 people, but it's, you know, over 100 acres of farmland, and he will bend the knee to you as his lord. Ooh. If you marry his daughter.
Veronica, ooh, right now sounds the best.
Yeah, it means we
you get
expand.
The deed to the land, right?
No,
well,
no,
you get the
Veronica.
Building, the
no.
manor that you're holding. Otherwise,
why?
You can build
no.
a new one. You estimate that
land.
It would cost about 900 gold pieces.
But this is free. Pasha. We get it.
Yeah. Or you can get the fealty of another hamlet.
Well, yeah.
We
like
could expand.
Marrying
the...
outside would guarantee, like...
And they have this guy now.
It would guarantee a peace with us in the neighboring kingdom and increase our resources.
And also increase our land that we'd have control over.
We wouldn't have control over
that. Plus, having a second army to us.
No, well, that's how the feudal system works. You don't, like... Literally control these.
We're not
going to
control the land,
but you
think how it works in your
land. No. But I'm on your side, Mark.
We're going to take it over and we'll just run it the way we want.
All right. So if he does Veronica.
Beautiful choice of words.
He does Veronica. We get the building.
Yes.
And we don't have to build anything, cost nothing. And then this other chick.
Yeah, but she's already got her fingers in the well.
Eileen Bailey.
Yep.
We get her father with bend the knee, and we get
a treaty
with the other land.
It's Irene and Betty and Baraka.
It is Irene.
It's not Irene, it's Eileen.
But Betty it's Eileen. Eileen. Come on, Eileen.
No, but then we have Betty and Veronica.
This is a family show. So we get, he bends his knee.
And also, on top of it, Veronica is a little older than you. Ooh. Eileen
Cougar
is younger than you.
Cougar, that means she's experienced.
Like, how much younger?
Wait a minute, though. How much older is she than she?
Do you really want some hip cracking?
The first son's younger
than us. Do you really
want
some hip cracking?
Yeah, you guys are at various ages. Veronica is
inhuman.
In her 40s. There's no humans.
I know, I'm just saying human-ish, I said.
Eileen is 19.
Oh, hey now, you're going for Eileen. He's smart. This girl's already, Veronica's already popped out one.
Because you have to remember, childbearing ages.
Yes.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Yes. You do remember
if
also,
if you marry Veronica,
there's no
your
chance.
Heir is her son.
It's going to be Caleb.
Yes, and he will kill you.
You'll have to control. Yeah, you know what? That's a good point.
He's already
he's not
has
your real
one
dad,
position.
And he can revolt and be like, "You're not
your
real dad."
Made, and you already made your him your consigliere.
Well, this is
so he's already
I
running
at
the
it.
Show when you're not around.
If I don't choose Veronica, I don't see her being too upset because I've already named her as her second, so her position in the kingdom has been secure. However,
yeah,
if I say no to the next kingdom's offer, then I could potentially risk war.
Yeah, and you're also going to be lord of this place. You can definitely marry this other chick and still bank Robert on the side.
Well, you know, every good lord needs a mistress. So.
I mean, realistically,
when it comes down,
I've watched a couple episodes of this Game of Thrones show.
The other
let me tell
daughter,
you,
is she from the north?
There's plenty of banging going on, so you don't have to worry about that.
So we'll just have a treaty between us and this other land.
Yes.
And that's
well, they'll
it,
be
real.
A vassal.
Okay.
All right. I think that's best choice with the options at hand.
But you should let Veronica down gently, though, I think.
Well,
you should
have sex with her first, then tell her.
Definitely
no.
Stupid.
I don't think this is going
to
work.
No.
I definitely don't think this is going to work.
That's poor. That usually ends in scratching and hitting and blades.
No, don't do that.
It actually helps Alexa. I don't know if you know.
Yeah.
Really?
I get rough.
Knife play? All right.
Al Dannon comes to you and goes, as you're now an official knight of the realm, you know, you have the ability to choose a squire.
Squire. Hey, pick Dorian Archer. We didn't give him anything to do.
Yeah.
Well, normally a squire would be a younger person. They start squiring in like...
How young is Dorian Archer?
14, 15. He's an adult.
Well, none of us are that age.
What are options?
None of us are that age.
There's two children that are prospective. There's Ishmael Proctor.
Well, I'm not spelling that out.
Proctor and Gamble.
Proctor. He's son of Micah Proper. He's a wealthy...
Proper or Proctor?
Proctor.
Proctor.
A wealthy freeland holder to the north.
Ish. His
Ishmael.
Name is Ish.
Ishmael.
And that's if you took his Ish. Son, Micah, his Micah son,
Micah?
As
Micah?
Your squire,
his
village of Dunraven would also bend the knee.
Ooh. So Ishmael's a dad, and he has a son?
Micah is the father.
Micah.
Oh,
like Micah.
Okay.
And he owns a village. Well, he runs a village to the north.
So that's the dad.
And his son is just turned 15. And if you took him as your squire, he would basically give you fealty.
Yeah,
the other one is a local boy, Jacob Naylor.
Naylor? Hardly.
Who's quite a strong person. He's about 16, which is a little older. He's very popular with the young people. He necessarily won't get you the fealty of another village.
But he gets all
however,
the
he would increase enrollment in your armed forces because he has a lot of friends that would join up.
I like the first one.
I like the second one.
I like the second one. You want to keep it in house. You want to get too crazy with the
especially if you're. Because the squire is the person that's going to be what by your side, basically the head. Knight.
But if you got the other, they will get another land. We could get more people for that way too, right?
Yeah, we also we could also increase the strength of our standing army. And
whoa, amazing, right? I know. We actually sort of know what we're doing. Maybe we should lead this country. Speaking of countries, I recommend that all of you, if you're on Twitch, watch a streamer called. It's UNUMZ. He streams dead by daylight, and you'll never escape his Billy. His Hag is the best. His Jason's stellar. His Trapper is unique. You're a dead man whenever you see him. If anything, you should just disconnect. There, he'll enjoy that one. Thank you again for listening. We can be reached at Dungeonetics on Instagram, Twitter, and our very own Facebook page. That's right, Dungeonetics. We appreciate all of you. Back to the adventure.
Gather rumors on Ish and
Ishmael and Hiccup.
Yakup.
Yakup.
Yakup Smirnoff.
Yakup Smirnoff.
11 and
one.
12 total.
12.
You don't find much. You do know Naylor is a nice guy. He's a really big kid. He's much bigger than Ishmael. Ishmael is like a normal build, but Naylor is like a really big guy.
Cavendish.
Oh, yeah.
He works for his father right now, and they're carpenters.
All right, I think
you're the.
I'm gonna go with Naylor, but I don't want to insult the neighboring kingdom. So I'd like to send her some sort of consolation as a show of
send him Eileen
gratitude.
Wait, you're going Naylor?
Yeah,
Harley Newer.
That makes sense.
Well,
that does make sense.
Like Mark said, better to foster our standing army
Bobby said that before we outsource.
That's the young kid?
I got your back.
That's the Justin Bieber guy?
He's the big dude.
He's the big dude. We're going with the crusher, not the weenie.
Okay.
Yeah, not the proctor,
but
the nailer.
We'll let them know that if
Naylor dies, we'll be sure to come call you.
Well, if we start appointing knights, they'll need...
Yeah, but I thought Naylor was a young guy that has...
Can I make a roll on the political lore to see like the ties between the Ravens bippity boppity and how 19? How badly is this actually going to screw over?
You don't think it's going to screw over? Basically, what's happening is you guys are in the Duchy of Asteria, which capital was Astroport. Astroport was destroyed.
I remember.
So now this area is unruled. As one of the largest city or towns within the area, Blue Meadow is taking a point of leadership, mainly because of you guys, and you've created a safe point from the undead.
Okay.
So basically, this used to just be one of the little fiefdoms within the duchy. But now he's trying to carve out his own realm. So it's not going to necessarily hurt you guys. They're just not going to call him their liege lord. So basically, he's got this little territory where he has. He's expanded it to Riverton. Now Riverton's part of his land. But it's just not going to get Dunraven. It's not like they're going to go to war with Dunraven. Because Dunraven probably doesn't have as much military as you will.
Okay. We need
to squash them like monk.
If we wanted to, but I think that's not
like
we
can squash.
Oh yeah, no. Before we get too involved,
can we like have a little side meeting and talk about things that have happened since we last hung out together?
Well, we're trying to get everything together.
We need to have that meeting, by the way.
Don't worry, the small council will meet.
Just let me know. Just let me know. We need to have.
What do we need? I'll find it.
Okay.
Yes.
So more basically. Your small council, which is basically composed of these three and the three NPCs, which is Caleb, Garrett, and
Aldanin.
So the seven of you gather around the table, and they're like, we need an actual military force. It seems that your new wife-to-be, you guys haven't married yet.
Come on, Eileen.
Her father has sent 6 guards with her to be her personal bodyguards while she's here. So that's 6 more bodies for our military. Naylor has gotten 6 men from the town. They're all robust guys. They're all carpenters. They're strong. They don't know how. They're not equipped yet for war, but they're definitely there.
They're good prospects. So.
Al Dannon's like, I have my watch that I built when you were gone. I have 24 people within the watch.
I appreciate that.
Right now, there's we've found in staying in the centers, 12, a dozen mercenaries that are looking for help or looking for work. Haldan's like, they're gonna ask for more, but they come equipped, so we don't have to arm them. But they're gonna want more money. The salary we're looking at, it would just the footman rate is probably gonna be about 3 gold a month. So we got 36 people at 3 gold a month. That's what you got, unless you want to hire also the 12 mercenaries. Mercenaries are going to want 12 gold apiece a month, but they come equipped. And, you know, they're veterans of battles.
Budget? What
do I have to work
do
with?
Do we even have any resources coming in?
Okay, you guys
have. This is so broken. All right.
You guys have only the money you have.
What?
You could, yeah. Well, where are you just gonna get money? There's no like.
I thought he's gonna marry. What's her face?
Doesn't the place have its own money? Why do we have to supply this place the money?
They don't have a treasury. They've been run by merchants.
Yeah,
with their own money.
This place has been collecting taxes.
Yeah,
we can establish that.
One's levied a tax here.
Well, guess what? It's tax time.
Tax.
Guess who's in charge of taxes? This guy.
Is that right?
Oh yeah.
No.
I'll go knock on some doors and we'll be all set by the time I get back.
No,
so then we
Thatcher.
We have
Count
to
Thatcher.
Institute some sort of economy building structure then. So to speak.
Well, yeah.
Like taxes.
It's gonna be this is the game.
Cale Thatcher's in charge of money. He's our accountant. Right?
Yep.
Okay.
Terrifying trades.
Well, basically,
what does he advise?
You still have you have a decent amount of resources between the gold that you've all found.
Oh, how much do we
have? I have a lot of gold. Hate to actually
so
say.
How much do we
bring
have?
Out the
question
there.
Is,
let's
do you
it
do you
let's figure it out.
Do you guys want the mercenaries or not? It would boost your military from 36 men at arms to 48. And you'd also have a dozen that are well trained.
Get them on call.
They're gonna keep moving on.
Is there any way that the mercenaries would be willing to consider payment in other than gold? Like, say,
women?
I don't know, favors or promise of land?
Sexual favors?
Well, yeah, all right, sure, why not?
The only thing...
Sure, why not?
This is a feudal system. The only thing else that people get paid in is if you knighted them and gave them land.
We can give them free room and board.
Well, this could work out, though, because if we knight them, then we're going to have knights that are going to need squires, which would open a window back to Ravenport. What does the rest of the council think? Like, can I get some opinions across the board here?
So the mercenaries make them knights? Is that what the question is?
He wants to make them
well,
knights.
Yeah, rather than pay them, we make them knights.
You're decreasing your income to
nothing's
get them
free.
Here's the thing
nothing.
With mercs. They're not fighting for a homeland at all. They never, they're hired thugs, essentially. Then what's the point? Well, we want people from our home that are going to protect it.
We need all 12 of them. Can we get 6?
You can hire as many as you want.
Well, here's my thought on the matter, though. It's like, okay, if they're not working for us, then who will they be working for? And that's
they'll take whatever money the bigger money is, and then
they can
infiltrate our thing.
They can be bought.
They infiltrate us, and then they start coming after us.
Don't show up for this fight. I'll pay more money than what you're being paid right now.
Here's double what they're paying you. Go kill that guy.
I agree with Bobby. Yeah.
Mercs are mercs.
All right, so...
Trust me.
We'll pass on the
merc with the mouse right here. Let you know.
Huzzah!
Okay, and how would you like to equip your armed forces? What the standard is for military force, men at arms, is chainmail, obviously. We can go lower than that, it'll be cheaper.
I did
basically, Al Dannon tells you that he will willingly contribute money to him to outfit 6 of the men. Caleb says he'll match that offer from the Thatcher funds.
Wow. All
right, so that's 12.
12 of the
36. Okay. 12 of the 36. We're 24 of them already somewhat.
How much is
set up from the watch?
Yeah, but those guys have padded armor,
said
which
somewhat.
Is like.
How I didn't much, say totally. I
how
said
much
somewhat.
Is 24 chainmail going to cost? 24 sets of chainmail.
Well, you're going to get 12 covered, right?
Yeah.
Of 36.
Yeah, it's a 20.
So you're saying the 24 of the watch guys, chainmail them up. Good call. Just checking.
That would cost, without any help, 1,800 gold points.
I don't have that much money.
We can pull it together, though.
Yeah, but then we're going to be broke.
How much gold do I...
Right here, Hutzel. Right here.
Gold pieces. GP.
So it would cost 1,500 or
18?
Am I the wealthiest here because I jumped into that screaming pile of bloody?
You do have a lot of wealth.
Muck.
How much? I have 875.
Also, you haven't addressed what you're going to be levying for taxes.
Whoa, hello.
Well,
the frogs are out early.
We seem to have access to a lot of trade routes, correct?
Well, we burnt the two places we were last, so I don't think I'm going to trade with.
Yeah, Hidden Harbor and
everywhere we go, end up not being there anymore.
Well, yeah, but we have a kingdom that we just made an alliance with, and then we also have Ravenport.
Yeah, but you don't really get, unless you put men on the
ground
road and charge people tolls, you just tax people.
Yeah,
this is the Middle Ages. It's
I just figured. Well, we have all these merchants that I'm appointing to like high positions. I just kind of figured that there was a lot of trade for us to.
Why don't we do
attacks? Yeah, but you don't. This is the feudal age. You don't just make money because merchants are making
taxes. What if we call it donations?
So you basically just levy taxes on the merchants. That's how you make your money.
And do it so
unless you are a merchant yourself, which
what if they have to have a merchant license? We should call it a merchant license. They have to pay for.
Okay, so basically,
have a restocking fee.
Are you talking about making like guild houses? So there's like a thieving guild, there's a artisan guild, and they have to pay dues to the king.
Exactly.
Can't
pick it up when I'm
okay. So then, what are the suggestions?
I like this guy.
For
he pays attention.
Sources of revenue.
Is that right?
All right. So then,
we
have to set taxes.
Basically,
I like to call them dues.
You basically set your taxes equal to. How many days work do you want to tax the people every month?
A month?
Yeah, every month. Yeah, two's good. Two's a normal number.
Well, how much would 2 days a month generate in revenue?
2 days a month would generate 120 gold pieces a month.
Ooh, that's not a lot. But that's not a merchant tax, though.
Well, like but your monthly fees, remember, that's only for your footmen would only be 3 gold pieces apiece.
So basically, once we get the upfront cost of the armor taken care of, and all we really have to. So 120 would be reasonable.
It would be reasonable.
You want to bring in more than you're putting out?
My hand hurts. 108.
So 108 a month to pay these guys.
108 a month, and how much should we be bringing in?
120.
So all right, your monthly fee.
We're only breaking.
Your monthly fee would basically be the 108
12 gold pieces
plus 90 to maintain your manor, which is to pay all your the people
so
that
need
like your cleaners. And
so then 120 wouldn't be enough.
So that would be 198 would pay
gold
everything.
Pieces a month.
Okay, so we need to be making
so
breaking
break
in more
200
than that.
To make even
at least
even
220
break even.
For you know things
yeah. break even.
Yeah. Yeah, but
monthly, if you were to do 4 days work out of a month, so a month is 31 days.
Yeah.
If you tax people 4 days of their work every month was yours, that would generate you 240 gold points.
I say do it.
That would be more than enough.
That's fine.
I would before we pass this though. I would like Inzio to gather rumors and find out if this is a
what if you did
unpopular choice.
Of course, it's gonna be unpopular. But if they want to be safe.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Is Al Danon like the head of the merchant guys somewhat? Is he like
the head merchant? Not as, like I said, he's focused more on the watch than his merchant business. His merchant business has decreased.
We have to talk to
who
is the accountant.
Who is the head of the merchants? Is there like a head of the merchant?
The richest
guild?
Merchant is Veronica Thatcher.
All right, well, let's ask her. Let's bring her into the. John, change into Veronica Thatcher so you can ask a question.
Okay.
I think Huttle should ask it. Not you.
Well, I'm just we're just kind of going around the
room. It should be a
round table discussion.
A wine and cheese.
Yeah, but he's the one.
Well, I'm just asking as a normal question.
I don't know. I feel like I
sheepskin rug.
How would the merchants
little Barry Manilow in the back
feel about having like a merchant tax, like not like a
oh yeah? Well, there's no fucking infrastructure right now. Yeah. This is like square one.
Yeah.
Sales tax.
Please help us
out. It's not like society is now. It's not with all these, like, everyone has a license and everyone. It's kind of like he basically says, all right, you owe me your work. Give me money when he needs it.
All right. How do you enforce that? Like UNICEF right now. This is what I propose. We'll go with the four-day-a-month tax. And then the cost of arming the men, I'll eat that because I already have like 1,200 gold and I can sell the bloodstone and I have a longsword that I no longer use. Huh.
Okay. What do you want? Whoa. What do you want for weapons? We picked chainmail, but what do you want them to use for weapons?
Your options teach them how to make archery
spears, longswords, or you could train them to be like you. And use great swords.
What's the most expensive? What's the most cheapest thing?
Well, could we use shields and spears.
But could we also teach them? Could I also teach them how to gather equipment from the forest and make their own bows and arrows?
From the forest?
Well, they all have most of them. Forest. All the guys have crossbows.
Not to mention the fact that a lot of the younger recruits are already carpenters, right?
Yeah.
Well, if these guys are on the towers, you want them with bow and arrows. If they're on the plain, you want them swords.
Spears and shields, or swords and shields,
or maybe do a couple with swords.
I would like to go with spears and shields, but like obviously the tower guards are going to need archers.
This is fun. We're building. Well.
Okay.
I was thinking maybe
it's like SimCity.
I wanted to play SimCity. I'd go home and play SimCity.
Anyway, we could have like a magical.
Can I go off on my own and kill people and come back?
A wizard force part of...
Do I need to be here for this?
Is that way too expensive?
That's what he's working on right now.
It's kind of expensive.
What am I working on?
I really don't care.
You're working on a wizard's tower?
I'm trying to get into the wizard's tower.
Yep.
That's what I'm trying to do. Like, the door's sealed shut.
Why?
Okay. Ooh. As you guys are discussing that
meeting we're going to have later, if you just wait a second. Yep.
As you're discussing that...
What did you guys do?
Cal basically says...
I didn't do anything.
As another option, I've been approached by Bothar the Bright, who is the head priest. And he says, if you take a vow of... There's a military order of the dual divinity called the Leitenbri. If you take a vow with them, and that formally inducts you as a crusader, basically, he will donate 1,000 gold pieces to the crown.
So we get a donation, and I let the big gods upstairs know I'm all about cleansing the land of evil.
I'll give him my red eye comb. I don't want that. Like, it just as a druid sense, I will give him money. I will actually give you 50 gold pieces more than that asshole.
Really?
Yeah. He'll give you 1,500.
But having the favor of the church is always a good thing.
That's fine. Yeah.
If like we're
saying you wouldn't have the favor of the druid.
Is this like if they joined up with this guy, would that be against like the Grand Visor? Would you be a separate entity, or would it be...
No, the church is unconnected with...
Okay, then never mind. Then you can do whatever you want.
I appreciate the offer, but I'll tell you why later. To the church is usually good.
And you need clerics and healers.
I do.
Okay, are you going to take the church?
Sure. As long as no one else would like to advise against it, I think it would be...
Okay. There's one question.
Hold on. Religious lore, is this a really bad idea? Like this guy, I want to know a little bit about his background.
You're not going to be serving. He's not the leader of the order. It's like the Templar.
He's a minion.
They're like a religious order. And they're
Templars are trustworthy. Let's join them.
And they're very prominent.
Don't do it.
As vanquishers of the undead, so they're kind of popular with the public right now.
Okay, so even though there is a chance that a conquest for another person's land to create,
a Jerusalem kind of situation.
Yeah, that.
But still,
do we want a sidebar?
He has to. I mean, in political. Maybe it's the best thing to do.
But here's the thing. If you're going to do this...
Should we sidebar and meet before we do all this stuff and discuss what we know?
Soon.
We gotta get this out of the way.
We gotta get this out of the way. You absolutely positively have to make sure that they're not gonna pull your strings on certain things. Like,
well, you can choose to stand against them.
There we go.
Well, that's why I have you to keep an eye on them. I don't have to worry about being corrupted by the church.
Oh.
When you you go to the ceremony.
Welcome to the club.
And basically, you have a choice. You can do what they call a half vow. Or you can do a religious vow.
I just want to run with
a religious vow binds you to the church as a holy warrior.
No.
It's a vow for life.
No.
The half vow basically means you'll fight for the order, but it's not a vow for life.
Yes. I would go to that one.
All right.
I say half. What do you guys think? Half vow? Half vow. Now for life. You don't want to be attached to something for life. That's a long time.
Really, Brian?
Yes.
Really? Okay. Now, Mark.
Uh-huh.
In your gathering rumors.
Yes.
You found a local business owner.
Yeah.
Miles Carver. This is information you don't have to share if you don't want to.
Well, then why are you saying
earmuffs, everybody.
It's easier this way. You found him communicating to a noble north, a powerful noble, the same one that Veronica is afraid wants to take over this land.
Uh-oh.
And he's been sharing what actions you've been taking. Do you want to share that? Do you want to do something on your own?
I think I'm going to take care of that one on my own.
He owns a business in town.
Yes.
His business is liquidated, is worth about 400 gold pieces.
He's lost 400 gold pieces?
No, it's worth.
Worth.
Ladies and gentlemen.
His net worth is basically 400 gold pieces.
You're about to bear witness to the birth of Miles Carver.
He's an exporter.
Vandalay Industries.
Exporter, importer.
Exporter, exports.
I'll take care of it on my own.
Well, that's what I'm asking you.
I said that already.
Are you going to...
We're doing that now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, you don't have to actually fight him. I'm just asking. He's not going to put up a fight.
No.
But do you want to kill him quietly? Do you want to bring him before the justice?
What if I just want to go and talk to him a little bit first?
Wait a minute. If you killed him quietly and someone found out...
Then that's bad.
That's bad.
Or we could get a double agent.
Because I'm a big... Yeah, so let me go and pay him a visit, so to speak.
All right. When you confront him with the knowledge, he's very afraid.
You need to be afraid, my friend.
He's like, what do you want?
You feel like you have power over me. I heard you've been... talking to people from the north.
This is one of those moments that I love to capture because I must reiterate, this man has never played Dungeons and Dragons. And now he's trapped in the dungeon. That's right, the dungeon. You're listening to Dungeonetics. It's a thing. Anyway, thank you very much for listening, and I'll just let this go out. Thanks.
Maybe.
What's your problems with the Lord?
I have no problems.
Well, why are you sharing information with the North? That you know has some issues with the Lord.
Because I have friends up north.
What kind of friends?
Friends that might be more lucrative than the Lord we both serve now.
How lucrative?
It depends on how much you give them.
So you pay these guys and they give you money? How does this work?
He's trying to gain control over the town.
Yeah, so why do you want this guy to be in charge and not the Lord to be in charge?
Why don't you pay this guy to be an informant?
Because he's more powerful than our current Lord?
Ah. So, if I brought you in to the Lord, you probably would not have this wonderful business you have now. You'd probably end up dead. And, that wouldn't work out well for you, would it?
Yeah, I decapitated my own father. What you this guy got?
I mean, you know what he did to his dad, right? You heard the stories. He killed his own dad.
So, what do you want from me?
What if I brought you in as a consigliere kind of situation? You kind of gave me some information and you straight you know, give me some info, I'll let you live.
What do you want to know?
What have you been telling these guys from the north?
He's been giving them information on your armed forces.
Well, that's not smart. So is this any information you've gotten from him about anything?
My lord has the service of over 300 men-at-arms.
Two! About folks.
That stinks.
How close is that?
He's north of Riverton.
Can you feed him like that info? Like we could say like, oh, we have a force of 400.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
that's a good
idea. Yeah. You mind if I brought you into the fold, so to speak? We got you in on action here in the township.
No.
How much are you willing to pay me?
I don't know, Mark. You don't want to get him too close because if the other people pay him more, guess what? He's got all our shit.
Yeah, but then he's dead.
Then he goes.
Yeah, but if he's already there and they already know, we could kill him, but they would already know the info. I don't know if it's smart to let him bring him all the way in. Maybe keep him far enough, but in the middle.
Let's play out for a second.
I don't know.
Let's see what's going to happen.
What do we know about this guy in the north who has designs on
him? He wants to take over. Pay attention.
He wants to take over. He
wants to run everything.
He's not from this duchy.
He's
to the north. But now that there's no centralized leadership here, he wants to make himself a duke by absorbing a decent amount of the land here and making him more powerful against the nobles in the north in his duchy.
Left hand side.
Is there any way we can maybe bring him under our wing or form an alliance with him?
No, he's way bigger than us. He wants to kill you and take over.
Yeah. He's got quite more land under his control. He's an established house. Right. They've ruled that area for a while.
What's this guy's name again?
Miles Carver.
Miles.
I'm just saying, Mark. I don't know.
So then it's highly unlikely that he would accept any kind of trade.
All right, Miles. So you've been feeding information to this guy in the north. Not very kosher. Not very much appreciated. So you got two choices. Tell me everything you know. Or this will be the last time you step foot in your building, so to speak.
I'll tell you everything you want to know.
Well, what do I want to know?
What do I want to know?
I don't know.
My take on this is we're never going to beat this guy on open ground in a battle, so we need to find some sort of dirt that we can use on him that will keep him at arm's length.
Yeah, we need something.
Tell me something about this guy that you know. You got any
dirt? I feed information there. You didn't really tell me. I know what everyone
knows. Who's your connection to that area?
No, he's an exporter, but he sends messages when he ships out stuff.
Yeah, but who do you send them with? Do you send them to a certain
I send
person?
Them with my caravan. No, who do you send them to? They have a contact up there.
Who's their contact?
I don't know, just one of the servants. They're going to his land, my exports, so it's not like I need a particular guy. They just go to his herald.
So is it the same guy, or do you send different guys every time?
All my merchants bring messages.
Well,
so that's going to happen.
We're going to have to go to war.
We're not going to war right now.
Basically, the only way you can get this guy, if you threaten him with death, he's fleeing the town.
I'm not threatening with death. I'm killing him right in a second.
No. Okay. I would decapitate him.
And his head is going in the box to the next shipment out.
I would prefer to keep him alive. Because
no,
because
he's just going to feed more information. And if you bring him into the fold, he's just going to
take information. If you hire him, he's going to want money.
Yeah,
he'll snitch to the
guy who's going to pay him more money because he's already snitching already.
Yeah, if he's snitching now, he'll
kill
snitch.
However, if you kill him.
All right, I killed this guy. He's
okay,
dead.
You kill him.
What you do?
But what we're gonna do is, I'm gonna keep running the business on my own.
Okay.
And pretend to be him.
Yeah, I'm gonna pretend I'm him and send information.
Okay.
Wrong information.
All right. So there's this guy Miles Carver. He's a merchant in the town here, and he's been feeding information to the Lord of the North.
No way.
Yes way.
Who is the Lord of the North? Like, what kingdom are we talking about here?
It's same kingdom.
Okay. Same kingdom, different part of the kingdom.
Okay.
The northern part of it.
Okay.
His name is Nicholas Sion.
Thank you.
Nicholas Cage.
Nicholas Sion. I'll write that down, too, because I need to know these things. I need a bigger notebook.
Holy moly! Oh my gosh, are you going as nuts as I am on the inside of me? My heart's pulsing at probably 100 times a minute. Whew, dungeon it is. Anyway, thank you very much for joining us. We can be reached at Twitter at Dungenetics, Instagram at Dungenetics, the Dungenetics fan page, Dungenetics underwear, Dungenetics prophylactic. No, guys, we'll never be like that. We're just here to tell a tale. Our music comes from Games Brown and the wonderful people at freesounds.org. Thanks again, Free Lunch Studios, for your reach out. Yes, 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 I will accept your hand in marriage, and you can make a comic book after us. Oh, and one more thing. Have an amazing adventure.
And take all his shit. It's worth 400
John, shut up. I'm talking here.